Voluntary giving is the subject of a report this week by the Chronicle of Philanthropy. It found that contributions to 400 of the nation's largest charities fell for the first time in 12 years. The study measured donations made in 2002 and cited the troubled economy as a cause. Stacy Palmer, the Chronicle's editor, says that was especially true for orchestras, opera companies, and museums, which were down by more than 26%.
Arts groups saw very big gains the previous year, in part because of an especially large gift. But in a down economy, arts groups always suffer the most because people don't see that necessarily as the most essential thing to give to in a recession time.
United Way's 28.6% increase.
That's in part because United Way's did a lot of fundraising to help the September 11th victims, and so we see that showing up in the numbers. Otherwise, overall, United Way's are having a tough time.
You seem to have these little anomalies that can drastically affect these statistics.
Yes, very much so. And that's the way charitable giving is. Sometimes, you know, it can be one big donor who makes a big bequest, and then other times it's lots of small donors who influence what's happening. And that's why what a lot of charities are doing is trying to diversify and make sure that they're reaching out to the small donors, the large donors, corporations, foundations, because in down times, they need different sources of support.
Political groups, public affairs groups, up 18%.
Yes. Those are groups like the ACLU, which, because they've been so much in the news and they've been waging such a big campaign against the Patriot Act and other kinds of things, it's easier to raise money when you have the perception that you have a big threat. And so that's really helped groups like that raise a lot of money in this environment.
So the liberal groups are doing better than the conservative groups?
The conservative groups are still doing well, too, but the liberal groups have the advantage of having somebody that they can raise money against. And we've seen that happen, you know, liberal or conservative, whenever the other party's in the White House, it makes it easier to fundraise.
How about smaller charities?
Smaller charities are having a tough time because they don't necessarily have the fundraising apparatus that these very large groups have, lots and lots of fundraisers. But small groups have some advantages, like the internet, which is allowing them to reach many more people than they would have otherwise at a very low cost. So we're seeing the beginnings of a little bit of a shift where smaller groups certainly are able to have more power than they had before.
Stacy Palmer is the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.